from Monday. Yuck, Joe. Yuck.
I heard you say, oy. I mean, that's a lot for me, man.
I know. But it is, I guess, is open enrollment's coming?
Yeah, it's now. Oh, it's like happening. A lot of companies, it's usually November, like the first 2 weeks. Sometimes it's the last week of October, first week of November. Depends on your company. 154 million Americans are covered through work. You know what we usually do?
What?
Nothing. You wake up on a Monday and you're like, oh my God, I've got to choose my benefits by tomorrow. What did I do last year? Fine. That would be a mistake because, you know, you're leaving some money on the table potentially, or maybe even you would say to yourself, well, I spend more time in the grocery store comparing the price of various items than I do comparing my health care options.
That is true. That is true.
And we got a lot of money on the table here, you know?
So what should we be looking at?
Well, you know, look, you've got to look at what you have currently. And a lot, here's the thing that's amazing to me. It used to be these big companies, they'd have the exact same healthcare plans for years. Every single year, nothing changed. They change a lot right now. So they'll have different insurance companies come in, different options. So you start with, what do I have now? And are my doctors and my prescriptions covered? And these change a lot, even year to year within the same plan. Maybe they've changed so much that you're going to look at other options. I do love the high deductible health plan, the HDHP. High deductible health plan gives you what? It's a higher deductible. That sounds bad. But the premium is lower for the year, right? So to save for the higher costs that you have to absorb out of pocket before your insurance kicks in, you get a health savings account. I love these so much. They're triple tax advantage.
What does that mean? It
means the money that you put into a health savings account, you don't pay tax on it. So boom, the money goes in. It's like almost like you're getting a retirement plan contribution. No tax on it. While you have that health savings account, the money's invested, no tax due. When you take the money out to pay for your healthcare costs, either today or well into the future, could be decades in the future, no tax. I don't know that there is another triple tax advantage plan that is available to the vast majority of Americans. It's amazing.
Well, what's the difference between an HSA and an FSA?
So an FSA is the flexible spending account, and that is the, you know, sort of the plan that used to exist or still does. You'd put $3,300 in for next year, right? You say, oh, I don't have to pay tax on $3,300. That's great, right?
Right.
The money that's in there is not, you don't get to invest it, by the way. It stays in a cash account. HSA, you can invest. Has to be used in the plan year. Maybe you can carry over like $660 or something. So that means it's a use it or lose it plan. So you could put the money away and you get your pre-tax money. But if you don't use the money up, then you lose it. And that's it. It's over. And then, frankly, that FSA, a lot of people end up, you know, oh, I need 14 pairs of glasses on the last day before I can, you know, right, use up my money. So it's not great. It's fine. It's fine if you have it. But and if you certainly know your healthcare costs, it can work, but it's not even close to an HSA. Oh, and by the way, that HSA, you can take it wherever you go in the future. So if I'm working for, let's say, Paramount Global, and I have an HSA, and then all of a sudden I leave and I say, oh, you know what, I'm going to go work at a hedge fund, I can bring that health savings account with me wherever I go next. And I can use it decades in the future to pay for my own Medicare.
So let me ask, because my wife does the health spending account, so I don't do it through my benefits. So I know nothing about what she does. When you sign up for your HSA, it automatically tells you, it opens up like a brokerage account.
It will give you options as to where you can open your health savings account. And those options have expanded. They actually used to be pretty bad, but they'll give you options. And, you know, for example, you could go and in many plans, it's like, oh, I can open up an HSA at Fidelity. It's as if you have like a parallel investment universe for healthcare costs.
But if you have $5,000 in there and the investment does well by 10%, that's an extra $500 that you can spend on stuff.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people are using these HSAs not for today. They're saying, I'll pay for all my costs today out of pocket. I'll deal with it. Because they know that in the future, when you get older, your healthcare costs are going to rise dramatically. You know, we always talk about that Fidelity survey that says you're going to spend $165,000 in retirement on healthcare. the numbers are only going up. They don't go down.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people are starting to think, these HSAs, I could use this, you know, for when I'm 60 to 90.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money. You can go to jillonmoney.com and read the blog for this week that has a bunch of stuff on healthcare enrollment for the coming year. I did want to ask you also, like, I've never signed up for health insurance, like, outside of a job, right? And I know... Yeah. The Affordable Care Act. I don't even know, like, how does it compare? Like, you talked about these high deductible programs through your employer. How much more expensive is, like, these exchanges that you go into for health care?
You know, the Affordable Care Act is great coverage. You know, there's three different types of plans. Depending on the plan that you use and the state of residence, it has different costs. The key to the Affordable Care Act coverage is that when you go on there, you might be like, oh my gosh, this is expensive, because it's not cheap, even if you go in the middle coverage, right? But a lot of people qualify for tax credits. So I've heard this on my podcast. People say to me, like, you know, I'm 60. I just got bounced out of my corporate job. I have to go get coverage at the Affordable Care Act. And they find that they actually qualify for tax credits because they have no income. And so when you have lower income, there are tax credits that can defray the cost of the Affordable Care Act. It's amazing. So if you go to healthcare.gov, you just click through and you'll find out whether you get that tax credit assistance through the program. It's pretty interesting, though, because I think more and more people, and certainly people who are thinking about, you know, I by mistake decided that I retired too early, and they find that the healthcare part of it is very expensive. This can be a real savior for people who have in between years, right? When you leave your job before you qualify for Medicare at age 65.
Good stuff, Jill. Thank you.
I like that you're surprised, but thank you.
I'm not surprised, but I mean, you it's good, because healthcare to me, it's like, ugh, I hate dealing with it. And I think it's such a, I do think it's a ripoff with the bureaucratic element of healthcare, and we don't reward people for being healthy enough. And
I know, so
I don't love the system.
All right, man. Thanks a bunch.
Yep. Bye, Jill. Have a great week.